Over 1 lakh daily COVID cases, highest since June of 2021. This is India is now the fourth highest country in the world to have these many cases. Omicron touches the 3,000 mark. New guidelines also come in. 7-day mandatory home isolation for all international travelers. In Mumbai, cases are up 20,900. 6 deaths come up in the past 24 hours. Over 1,300 in hospital, 88 requiring oxygen support. This is cases in Asia's largest slum in Dharavi are up 21 times in just the past 10 days. Huge relief for doctors in the NEET PG case. The counselling will go ahead now and hundreds likely to join the workforce, which has been short of manpower amid a pandemic. Doctors welcome the order. In Prime Minister's security breach investigation, 2 new videos now surface. One of BJP slogans being heard, BJP Zindabad, as BJP workers are seen getting dangerously close to Prime Minister's convoy. Meanwhile, speaking to NDTV, the Punjab Chief Minister says the security row is an excuse to try and put president rule in Punjab. Government advance estimates have come in. Growth in the year, financial year 22, is all set to surpass the pre-pandemic GDP, says the government. Economy estimates to grow 9.2%. And Novak Djokovic, the controversy continues. The Australian Prime Minister says he has not been held captive, free to go back to his country, while protests emerge from Serbia to Australia as Novak fans come out on streets asking for him to be allowed to play the Australian Open. Also, NDTV wins the most iconic television campaign of all times.
In fact, the dot is the center of your universe and of ours. The dot is...